إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He taught us to make dua, He taught us to make dua for the path. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Allah did not tell us to make dua for Jannah. In some other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, but in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not teach us to ask for Jannah. Allah taught us to ask for the path which leads to Jannah, but the path itself. The reason I mention this is because it is very important to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measures the quality of the effort. In the dunya, you get rewarded for results, not for effort. Supposing you start a business and you work very hard. You go to work on time, you do all that you are supposed to do and you work very hard. But for whatever reasons external to you, the business makes a loss. At the end of the year, when you do the balance sheet, when you do the P&L account of the business, it makes a loss. What do you call that business? Good business or bad business? Bad business, because it made loss. But you might say, well, you know, I made all this effort. Doesn't count. In this dunya, effort has no meaning, effort has no value. Only the results, only results count. You can make as much effort as you want. Only results count. On the other hand, there might be somebody who, in one single lucky deal, it may not even have required any great intelligence or something. It just got lucky. The person made millions. And we saw that happening in this city itself. I mean, a lot of people who had land and old houses and so on, ancestral property which was worthless, and they were literally sitting in this property almost one generation. They just lived in those houses, huge big houses, no place to naughty. They didn't even have money to clean the house, so they used to lock up some of the rooms because they could not live in it and they could not clean it. It was lying there, and then suddenly property prices boomed, and overnight those same people who were literally hurting for funds, they became millionaires overnight. And they bought cars and this and that, and they built apartments and whatnot. So what was their effort? Zero. It just happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give, so He gave. Properties boomed. Otherwise, what was the effort? What was the effort? What was the mind share? What was the business idea? What was the business plan? Nothing. Zero. So in this dunya, only results count. Effort makes no difference. You make effort, you don't make effort. Of course, you have to make effort to get good results. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the world does not reward you for the effort. But not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in His mercy, does not hold us accountable for the results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measures our effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who rewards the effort. Let me give you an example. If somebody is learning Quran, somebody is memorizing Quran, and this person has difficulty memorizing Quran, right? Not everybody has got a brain which has a photographic memory. So sometimes, you know, one page, just to memorize 15 lines, it might take you a week, it might take you more. So here is this person who is having a lot of difficulty in memorizing. And he is, obviously, how do you memorize? By repeating. So he keeps on repeating and keeps on reading and keeps on reading and keeps on reading. And he still cannot memorize, and a whole week passes. And at the end of the week, Shaitan tells him, look, this is not your ball game, right? Allah did not give you a brain like this. So forget this memorizing business. Just read the Quran. After all, you can read the Quran. Why must you memorize it? There's no need, right? There's no need to memorize. Just read it. So the person gives up memorizing. Now think about this. What did he give up? Because when he was memorizing, when he was repeating to memorize, irrespective of the fact that he was not able to memorize, the result was not there. He was results-wise, he was a failure. But what was he getting? He was getting 10 hasanat for every letter that he read. And in that 1 week, if he read that one letter 500 times, he got 5,000 hasanat for that one letter. Can you imagine? He didn't at the end of the week, he did not memorize those ayat. Still, he got millions of hasanat. But shaitan discourages and shaitan says, no, because shaitan knows exactly what is happening. We forget. He doesn't forget. He knows what is happening. So he discourages you. He said, arey, chodo, leave this memorizing business, it doesn't work. Because he knows, the more you keep on trying to memorize, the more hasanat you are getting. Every time. So in a way, may Allah protect us, I'm not saying that we should not. But I'm saying in a way, it is better to have the difficulty in memorizing rather than not have the difficulty. Because for example, supposing you say, I want to memorize Suratul Mulk and Suratul Sajda because I have to read it every night before I go to sleep, so I want to memorize it. So you have got two situations. One is one person who memorizes both the surahs, Allah makes it easy for him. So in 1 or 2 days, he memorizes both the surahs. Now, how many times a day is he going to read that surah? Once. In the night before going to sleep, he will read the surah. That's all. But there's another person who is having a difficulty memorizing the surah. So what is it? What does he do? He is persevering. The key thing is to persevere. He is persevering. So what happens? He reads the surah the whole day. Because he is memorizing over and over and over and over. And in the night, he will look at the kitab and he will recite the surah. So in the night, that recitation of the two surahs he is doing. But during the day, he is memorizing and he is attempting and he is reading more and over and over and over. Now, at the end of the day, who has actually more hasanat? This fellow who has difficulty, because he is the one who repeated those ayat again and again and again. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for the effort. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measures the quality of the effort. It's not any trashy effort. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weighs the deeds. He doesn't count them. What is the meaning of weighing? Weighing means quality of that thing. How heavy is it? Therefore, the quality of the effort is very important. It's not that some trashy stuff. And quality of the effort happens only when we persevere. And perseverance happens when we have resilience. When you don't give up. When you say, no, alhamdulillah, Allah will hold me responsible for the result. Allah is rewarding me for the result. So when I am memorizing, and I'm giving you the example only of memorizing. That's one example. This applies to anything, any work that you do, any good work which we do. When we say work of deen, it means any good work. Whatever it is, whatever good work you do, as long as you are in it, as long as you are making effort towards it. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clock does not stop. That clock keeps on ticking and we keep on getting the reward for it, even though we are not successful. In a worldly sense, even though you did not succeed. So there is no need to feel bad, there is no need to feel discouraged, because whatever thing you started did not reach completion. Nuh alayhi salam took 950 years and he got 100 people. Who are you? Who am I? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa took 13 years and he got 100 people. Who are you? Who am I? So nothing to worry about. It's the quality of the effort. As long as the effort is being made of high quality, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in keeping with His generosity, in keeping with His magnificence and grace. And that's why it's very important for us to remember, never lose hope, never get discouraged, continue to do good work, knowing that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards effort. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Sirat al-Mustaqim is the effort. So Allah, guide us to the right effort. Guide us to the effort of steadfastness. Guide us to the effort of truthfulness, of integrity, of something which leads to His pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for perseverance and resilience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.